Today's gospel theme is all about division and unity. This juxtaposition between division and unity. So the question for us today is where do we experience division in our lives? Do we experience separation and division with God? Do we experience it in our families, in our homes? Surely we experience it in our society, in our government. Do we experience it inside of us, in our own house? What happens is when there's division, when there's a lack of unity, it causes a hardness, right? A closing off. We have to protect ourselves. And so we refuse any sort of help, any sort of healing. And that's why Jesus, right, comes to bring unity. And he does it, right, by showing that first and foremost, unity with the Father, right? Unity with his Father, God, is what brings unity to everything else. If we have unity with God, unity with our families, unity with ourselves, unity with our neighbor, with our countrymen, all follows after. Because he's powerful enough to heal our hardness of heart, where we've lost trust, right? Where we've been hurt. He can heal that because he's God. And so today, it's a great reminder for us that one of Jesus's last prayers with his apostles, right, was, Father, make them one, like we're one. And we pray that prayer every day at Mass. That what God desires is unity. And that unity is the sign to the whole world that God is working through us. And so, Jesus, today, help us to be one. Help us to be in union with you and your Father so that we might be one with ourselves and with everyone we meet.